and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson, with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos, in The Honeymoon is Over, written by Phil Rapp. The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson lies tense and silent in the darkness, while poor husband John, insomniac extraordinary, engages in another grueling bout with the dread affliction that borders on madness. Lethargica profunda. Listen.
What's the matter?
Nobody would believe what I go through every night of my life. I lie awake for hours listening to that groaning and grunting and whining and giggling and snoring and snarling. I'm sick of it, John.
Yeah, me too. Who's doing it, Blanche? Must be that new tenor.
You're doing it. And you haven't missed a single night since we got married.
Missed what?
Snoring. It's unbelievable.
I don't believe it. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, nothing. Why doesn't somebody invent something to wake a person up when they start to snore?
They don't have to invent it. I married it.
Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, John Bickerson. Well, you're not going to enjoy yourself while I suffer. Get out of that silly position and sleep like a normal human being.
What difference does it make to you what position I'm in?
It makes a lot of difference. You can't possibly breathe right the way you're all wound up. You've got one knee up against your chin and your head is under the pillow and one foot's hanging out of the bed.
Ooh.
Go on, put that foot where it belongs.
If I did, you wouldn't sit down for a week.
Threaten me. A lot you care that I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown. My face is full of lines. I've got dark circles under my eyes. My cheeks are hollow. I look worse than an old witch. It's true, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
Why not, John?
I'd be awake for the rest of the night.
You do think it's true, though, don't you?
What's true?
I look worse than an old witch.
You don't look worse than an old witch.
Why do you emphasize worse?
All right, you don't look worse than an old witch.
That sounds even more horrible.
Oh, Blanche, why don't you just relax and go to sleep? Stop worrying about how you look.
Every woman worries about how she looks. I suppose you know I spend half my allowance in the beauty parlor.
I'll have to raise your allowance.
Put out the lights, will you?
I'm so sick I don't think I'll live another month.
What's the matter with you now?
I get terrible dizzy spells and palpitations of the heart. Every few minutes I get a burning sensation and I think I'm going to dry up.
You say it, but you won't do it.
I'm sick. I know I'm at death's door.
Go see Dr. Marvin. He'll pull you through.
How can you lie there and watch me writhe in agony? Right now, my pulse is going like a trip hammer.
Oh, let me see. Oh, there's nothing wrong with your pulse. It's steady as clockwork.
You've got your fingers on my wristwatch.
What time is it?
It's 3:30. Oh, John, I know I'm going to die.
Oh, you're not going to die.
Every single time I get a premonition, it comes true. And I've had this dying premonition 6 times.
Well, it didn't come true, did it?
Don't yell at me. Send for the doctor.
Oh, you don't need the doctor. I'll handle it. Where's the bourbon?
Bourbon? I don't want any bourbon.
Now, will you let me help you or not? I've got the greatest cure in the world for your condition. All you have to do is poach 2 eggs in bourbon.
I won't eat eggs poached in bourbon.
You don't eat the eggs. You drink the gravy.
Don't you dare fix me any of your hideous remedies. All you want to do is finish me off.
Well, if you don't want me to help you, stop complaining.
You wouldn't talk that way to Gloria Gooseby.
Oh, now, don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
All she has to do is sneeze, and you run up and down looking like Dr. Kildare. The day she fainted from the heat, you were busy rubbing her ankle.
Well, you always rub a person's extremities when they faint.
Well, you didn't have to be so extreme. Why didn't you rub her hands?
Leah was rubbing her hands.
I can't understand what you see in that hussy.
I hate her and you know it.
Those tight slacks she wears. When she walks into a room, her eyes pop out further than yours.
Nobody does. I mean, my eyes don't pop out at all. If you don't quit hopping on Gloria Gooski, I swear.
Go on, hit me. You've got everything else. Sick as I am, maybe I'll have to have an operation. An ambulance will come in the middle of the night and take me away. An emergency.
There's no emergency.
I might even die on the table. And if I do live, I'll lie there in the hospital in the charity ward. Nobody to visit me, no call.
Blanche.
Why don't you send some flowers, John?
Why don't you stop blowing your top? You're no sicker than I am. You're just putting on this act to keep me awake, aren't you? Now tell me the truth.
So impossible that I might have an operation?
Well, what of it? Thousands of people have operations. It's nothing to be afraid of. You wouldn't hear me squawking like that.
Not much. I had to take ether to have glasses fitted.
Very sensitive around the eyes. That's because I don't sleep enough. Oh, Blanche, why don't you put out the light?
All right, John. You've been asleep a long time ago if you hadn't, for your snoring.
Can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Marvin says there's something wrong with your pharynx. You have a very long uvula and it flutters against your palate. Why don't you let him fix it?
Okay, I'll have it fixed next week.
Say it, but you won't do it. Let him fix it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let him pull out your palate.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? You think I'm going to let that broken-down doctor hack at my palate?
He doesn't hack. He sniffs.
I don't care if he shoots it off with a .22. Nobody's going to fool around with my palate.
Well, you're going to have to do something, as it is neither of us get any sleep.
Well, why don't you have him file your ears off? I never heard of such a thing.
You wouldn't argue at all if you'd just be nice for a minute. You married me because you loved me, didn't you, John?
Hmm.
Wasn't because I had little money, was it?
No, it wasn't.
And even if we had our lives to live over again, you wouldn't marry me for my money, would you, John?
I wouldn't marry you for all the money in the world.
See, there you go, starting all over again.
Blanche, I'm so sleepy, I don't know what I'm saying. Talk to me in the morning.
You said you're going fishing in the morning. Who are you going with?
With my boss.
Why don't you take my brother Amos along?
We're going trout fishing. We don't need any worms.
Don't be so smart. Tomorrow you'll wish you had him with you.
I assure you I'll enjoy my fishing without Amos.
Can't fish without a fishing pole.
Got it. Bought a brand new one yesterday.
I lent it to Amos.
Well, that's fine. He'll be a...
What? Amos borrowed your fishing pole.
Oh, Blanche, Blanche, you didn't. You wouldn't let that sponging weasel take my brand new rod before I even had a chance to use it. He'll ruin it. He doesn't know how to fish.
He isn't going to fish with it. His sink got stopped up and he wanted to clean the drain off.
Now, that Chiswick thief is using my $50 rod for a plunger.
It won't hurt it. You never catch any fish anyway.
I always catch fish. I caught them last time, didn't I? Didn't I? You know darn well I brought home 3 bass and 1 smelt.
They all smelt. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she said. My whole life is ruined. Cleaning drains with my $50 rods. What's the matter with a piece of wire? Go to sleep. I'll never sleep another winter. Long. Hello. The phone's dead. It's leaking.
Put down that bottle of bourbon.
Where's that dark phone?
Be careful with the face on the telephone table.
I can't see a thing. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Klinker there.
Who?
Dr. Klinker.
Dr. Klinker.
I say, is this the peaceful rest home?
The peaceful rest home? Brother, have you got a wrong number?
Jacko, this is Amos.
Amos? Amos, where's my trout rod?
Have you got any glue, Jacko?
Glue? Oh, Amos, you broke it. You broke my new rod. I've never had a broken rod in my life.
Well, don't cry, Jacko. You got one now. It was too long anyway.
Why did you do it? The rod cost me $50. It's the finest rod made.
Ah, cheap stuff. It snapped before I got it halfway down the drain. I'll give you the money back, Jacko. I got it right here.
Where would you get $50?
I sold the rest of your tackle.
Boom.
Good night, Jacko.
That's the end of the world. Let me get back to bed before I explode. Oh, no.
John! John, you didn't break the vase, did you?
No, but I'll be hanged if I'm not going to now.
John, that vase is a family heirloom. It's been handed down from generation to generation.
Well, this is the last generation. Good night, Blanche.